Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night, and welcome to today's top stories.
Why is it? I've noticed that these days the new thing you do on the intros is the second good night ends, you jump in with welcome.
Got to throw something in there, some spice.
By the way, did you notice as we were getting ready to start the show today, Billy June's weird, quiet at work voice?
Yeah. I was going to say I like it.
You liked it? It keeps him, it's like he's calm.
Billy's at his office, wherever the fuck he works. And I didn't even know he went into an office. So he's there at his office, and he's talking like, I guess he's not supposed to be on the
Hey, Billy. Hey, Billy, you there?
Billy, you there?
Yep.
How are things going?
Good.
A lot of people around you, Billy?
A few. Okay.
Yeah. What are you guys working on today? Anything good?
Yeah. Hiking with rappers.
Oh, hiking with rappers.
Hiking with rappers. All right. Yeah. All right, we'll take you out here, there, Billy. Good stuff, though. What the hell is that? You hear that?
Yeah. What's going on with that? What is that? Is that a dog?
Sounds like someone's rolling something outside. I'm at some fancy hotel in Santa Monica.
Ooh, like that.
You like that?
I like that.
Yeah, we said fuck it.
Right.
We were in Vegas for WWE.
Yeah.
Came out here. I asked a couple
of friends.
You're
also being kind of quiet.
Yeah, because I got the doors open to like a... It's like a...
It's like a balcony door.
Yeah, you said, and they're probably people pretty relatively close.
That looks like the balcony that guy attacked you when he took your belt.
It is. It's a much nicer hotel, though, assure you.
Yeah.
We decided to say fuck it and like pick up. I just asked LA people like, what's a good place?
Yeah.
To just post up at the beach. I never do beach in LA.
Post up at the beach.
I said, but we want a couple days to just feel like we're at a resort, but you know, here. So we took this recommendation, and Sife, you're not going to believe how adventurous I was last night.
What'd you do? What the fuck did you do?
This is called, I don't know if you know this. I'm engaged.
I thought you were divorced.
I was divorced.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm engaged.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Same
I'm
girl?
the artist formerly known as divorced and currently engaged.
Right, same girl.
And
no, different girl?
Different girl. No, okay. Different girl. And so me and my betrothed, last night, she really wanted to try to take pictures at fireworks. Not so much pictures of the fireworks. She wanted pictures of people with fireworks in the background.
Okay.
So I got here and I asked them, I said, what's up with fireworks in Santa Monica? And they were like, oh, the closest fireworks are like our Marina del Rey, mm-hmm. Which is only 2 miles.
It's not far.
But they said, but with the fireworks, you could be sitting in traffic for 40 minutes.
Right.
To go the 2 miles. So I came inside and I looked at the free things. There's an envelope here, and it says, here are the things we want. We invite you to take advantage of these amenities that are included with your resort fee.
Yes.
And one of them says, daily 1 hour bicycle rental. So I called them. I said, if we wanted to use the bikes like at night, how would that work? She said, well, if you take them at 6, it'll be closed when you get back, so you can just keep them as long as you want and bring them back to the valet.
I like that.
So me, Peter Rosenberg, jumped on a bike and rode the bike from Santa Monica to Marina del Rey. Then we parked the bikes, locked them up, went to a restaurant, had a meal like gentlemen and gentlewoman. I got Twizzy a Jace.
You got what?
Twizzy a Jace.
Oh, Twizzy a Jace. Got it.
Yes, I did something that I don't do often, mm-hmm. which is, and obviously this is something you won't understand, but you'll still understand. So very often when I drink, I get 2 drinks. I don't feel anything. I spend $32, consume 500 calories, and I was like, "What? What was I doing?"
Yeah.
So once I had the drink, I said, babe, let's take shots. Let's order some shots. Yeah, wow. Let's go. Wow. Let's go. Took a shot, had the beverage, had another beverage, watched the fireworks.
Yeah.
She took her pictures.
The restaurant was over by the fireworks.
Right there. And then as towards the end of the fireworks, you know how I do. I'm still going to be me. Yeah. And I said to Natalie, we're not going to be the last people trying to leave with this group. So let's get out of here right now while it's still going.
Right.
Jumped on the bikes and then rode through in
so
the
that's
dark.
That's not like a New York Jewish thing.
What?
Like, we got to get out of here before everyone leaves. That's I thought that was a New York Jewish thing.
Oh no! I think that's an international Jewish. Oh,
okay.
Thing.
I thought that was a New York. Ah, okay. I learned something.
I think
today.
No. I believe that's international.
Yeah.
Of
yeah. Make sure we go somewhere.
My parents
never stay to the end because traffic.
My parents. I never saw the ninth inning of a baseball game, the third period of a hockey game, the fourth quarter of a basketball game. So, we jumped on our bikes. And we rode back along the water in the dark, which Natalie assured me I'd be fine. Because here's the thing about Natalie. The difference between me and Natalie, and I think you've been able to observe this because you've hung out with her a couple of times.
Yeah.
Natalie is naturally cool, much cooler than I am.
Very natural,
like, I mean,
yes.
like she's a natural, she's
it's a
in
good
her
way
element.
To, it's a good way to describe it. It's natural.
Right. It's come, like I
we
am
have
cool
jobs.
Correct. We have found a way to be in cool places.
Yes, we have cool jobs, and we're around cool people, and
we can hold our own.
Oh, we hold our own.
Yeah.
No, because we're personable, and we are we're intelligent.
Sure.
And we're showmen. We can put on the show.
That's right.
Performers. It's a great way.
Performers.
But we're not naturally cool. It's a facade.
Right. Exactly. It's a facade. Whereas Natalie is the type that gets on the bike, just comfortably starts riding. I look awkward. I'm like, this guy doesn't ride a lot of bikes.
Yeah.
And I forgot to include this part. On our way to Marina Del Rey, she was like, hey, let's stop here. We're in Venice. Let's stop here and be in Venice for a minute.
Yeah.
So we posted up and went to the skate park, the famous skate park in Venice.
Oh, skateboarding.
Yes.
Like where skateboarding might have been invented, like that area.
Correct.
Z-Boys and all that.
I don't even, when skateboarding's on TV, it doesn't impact me at all. I'll be like, it doesn't look cool. Bruh. Oh, you've probably done monster stuff where you've been near skateboarding, right?
Oh, when the skateboarder jumped over my head? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yo, we were watching these dudes talk about cool.
Yeah.
Bruh, a level of confidence. There were these three little girls there. I think they ranged between maybe 9 and 12, something like that.
Yeah.
And so all these cool-ass dudes who look like they hang out with Tyler, the Creator, they're all skating everywhere.
Yeah.
But then you got these three girls who are wearing the elbow pads, the knee pads, and the helmet.
Yeah.
Cypher. They're jumping right into the fucking thing with everybody.
In the mix.
I just kept saying to Natalie, I was like, I cannot imagine at that age.
Yeah.
Feeling the confidence to show up to this place with grown-ups and big kids and just jump in. I could never do it.
Yeah, that's
again,
weird.
Because I'm not cool.
But I'm is it? Cool. Yeah, also, like, I think your parents have to put you up to that, or some parents would never let you do that. I don't know.
True. Mine would be terrified. So we made our way back, and Natalie assured me all would be fine. She said, don't worry, it's not going to be that dark. It was pretty dark on the way back. It felt a little bit like a video game. Like, there were times when it was like, you know, like, you're riding, you can barely see, animal runs across the road.
What, carriage. Is this, like, residential?
No, it's all, it's like the boardwalk, you know?
Okay,
that boardwalk that runs all the way.
Oh, got it. Yeah, so that could get, yeah.
It's a little dark. You're right on the water.
Yeah.
And then we came back and had some dessert. There's a hot tub here. There's a bubble bath situation.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And you can see the TV. There's a TV in the bath.
It's the only way I would take a bath.
And we flipped on the TV and fucking unedited on cable, Kings of Comedy was on. What a delight. What a fucking delight. And that was the night, Sif.
That's beautiful. It's like almost like a little engagement trip.
It is. It's turning into a little bit of a mini engagement trip. That's right. I'm imagining. Yes. There are going to be a lot of events. It seems.
That's very nice. And you're, what about and, you? Well, what I was waiting for the adventurous part you referred to. This was the This was the adventurous thing you're talking about, riding a bicycle through the Santa Monica Boardwalk.
Yeah, that was it. That was you thought there was something else.
I thought when you mentioned your girl was with you, there would be some kind of hanging out of helicopters with a camera, you know, with a zoom lens. You know what I mean? You know.
No, just a bike riding. It was dark, I said.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. It was. Did you see the Three's Company house?
She doesn't see this as adventurous either. It was dark. I don't ride bikes that much. Right, I don't live here.
Right. You was wearing red in a rolling 60s neighborhood.
Right, exactly. Who knows what could have happened.
Did you see the Three's Company house?
No. Is that an actual thing you could see?
I don't know, but I know they were based in Santa Monica.
That is true. That is the first way I ever heard of Santa Monica.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I wonder... Yeah, Santa Monica to me was always the boardwalk at Santa Monica was watching the opening credits of Three's Company.
That's right.
Sif, I'm sensing some momentum around One App. I'm feeling it.
Really?
I'm feeling it. Yeah.
You're feeling momentum around the One App podcast.
Yeah, a gentleman. God, I wish I remembered homie's name, but I'll get it. Showed we did a Cheap Heat event on Sunday in Vegas.
Yeah.
And this dude showed up. He flew in from Fresno. This guy. Yeah. What a great dude. Just to tell me that Juan Epp got him through the hardest times in his life.
He flew to a Cheap Heat event.
Yeah, well, I guess that speaks to the fact there are no Juan Epp events.
How did he know about the Cheap Heat event?
Because he's now down with the whole...
Oh, he's in.
The whole... he's in.
Okay, got it.
He pulled up with a friend, and he grabbed me when I walked in. He was kind of emotional. Was just like, bro, I went through a lot. I lost my brother. I lost my other brother. I was shot.
You know, shot?
When he lost his brother, he was shot, and his brother was killed.
Jeez.
And he survived it, wow. Then lost another brother, and he's like... This podcast has been like, it was the thing that like got me through.
Seriously.
He's been around for every iteration.
Wow.
And he was a great dude. His friends was cool. And so that gave me a feeling of really feeling good about One App.
I got to say thank you to my guy, man.
I know. No, we're going to, I got to get his name. There was a lot going on in that moment. And then also I you know, Archie Davis.
I know Archie Bunker.
No. Archie Davis is a music industry guy.
No, I don't think so.
But he's an executive producer, puts together some great, I think he put together, let me get this right. I think
what did
Archie
he put together?
Put together?
Some good?
I think he put together Black Panther with Kendrick.
Oh.
He was Dom Kennedy's manager for years.
Okay, I'm starting to remember who this is, yeah.
I mean, since years ago.
Yeah, how old is he?
Absolutely, since years ago.
Yeah.
He did. Let's see. He worked on Space Jam, Judas and the Black Messiah music. He's just becoming a music movie guy, right?
Okay.
That's what Archie's going.
Good
Maybe
job.
I made up Black Panther. I thought he was on that. Anyways, Archie sends me a DM and he's like, "Yo, we're long overdue to catch up, but wanted to reach out." Because you guys were talking about Mac Miller hand-me-downs on the podcast.
Yeah.
And how you might want it to be the first dance at your wedding. And he said...
Mac Miller hologram.
He didn't go straight to Mac Miller hologram.
Okay.
But he said the kid who sung on the chorus, the kid who sung the chorus of hand-me-downs, his name's Barrow. He said... he heard the podcast. He's a fan of your podcast.
Wow.
And he heard you talk about his song, and so he wanted to reach out.
Awesome.
So the kid reached out. He's an artist in Melbourne, Australia. Super talented
Melbourne.
Kid.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
You got to say it right.
Melbourne,
Melbourne,
Australia. Melbourne. And so I wanted to shout out Barrow because the album's amazing. The song is amazing. But he sort of steals that song, too. He's so good on the chorus.
Yeah. He's a fan from Australia.
Yeah, from years ago.
Oh, my God. Thank you, bro.
And then Natalie was saying something to me that I thought was really smart. She was like, hey, I know sometimes you get frustrated that you guys don't get as much of like the wide recognition and popularity.
Yeah.
She was like, but you guys have quality people who listen.
That's right. That's right.
It's the quality of people that are in the WANEP community.
Right. The WANEP universe. You know?
The WANEP universe. And I'm not talking about all the weirdos on our Discord. Those are freaks. But there are some high quality, you know, like, listen, academics and these guys, they have tons of listeners, but do we want these masturbating with Cheeto covered fingers lunatics to be our fans? No.
Yes. No, no, no,
no,
no, no, right. No, no.
You don't want to.
What I say, what I say, yes.
You said yes.
I meant no, no.
You don't want to shake hands with a guy and his hand is sweaty and it stinks because he just jerked off, but it's also got orange Cheeto dust all over it. You don't want to shake hands with that guy. You want to give dap to someone cool like Barrow or the guy I met from Fresno.
Yeah,
we got quality people, you know?
I never doubt that. I never doubt that at all.
The Rosenthals listen every week.
Never,
the great Eric and Jeff Rosenthal.
Thank you to the Rosenthals. God bless you. Oh, my God. Did you see, sidebar, did you see the clip with Cameron about him not believing in dinosaurs?
Oh, my. That's classic shit. That's old.
Is that old? Oh, I must have just saw it on TikTok or something. But that shit's like, nah, I don't know if there is or there isn't, but I don't trust the museums.
Yo, by the way. And by the way, it's simultaneously hilarious, and you're also like, that's interesting. Dinosaurs do make a lot of money everywhere, and you know they have dinosaur museums like everywhere. It seems
no, I don't. I actually, when he said it, he makes a great point.
Right,
a lot of the bones that you see. I just went to the Museum of Natural History. A lot of the bones you see are fake. No, in New York. They are fake, some of them. You know, they recreate the whole thing. But some of the bones are fake.
And also the idea that, like, they're somewhat making up. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all are changing what they look like now. Have you watched the Apple show?
No.
Prehistoric Times or whatever?
No.
Yo, Saif, whatever you thought of dinosaurs,
yeah,
this is not what they look like anymore. So you're a smart person.
Yeah.
So probably the image you had of dinosaurs, like another smart person myself, was you picture Jurassic Park.
Yeah, big old reptile.
The original.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
If you watch the new show on Apple, they don't look like Jurassic Park dinosaurs. Well, they look like birds.
Oh, well, they are birds.
I know.
Birds are the only living, I learned this at the Museum of Natural History. Birds are the only living, what do you call it?
Descendants
of dinosaurs, because of a hole in a certain part of the vertebrae.
Well, so I know that, but you didn't picture them having feathers.
No.
Like in the new Apple show, you see the little Velociraptor. It looks just like an angry little bird. It looks like Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, too.
So Cameron could be onto something.
He's a hustler. Oh, so he knows if this was me, how would I hustle people?
Right.
Bro. Wait, first of all, speaking of Cameron, I feel like I cut you off.
It's okay.
Okay, good. Speaking of Cameron, he hit me up on Instagram. He was laughing about
I remember this.
The story. This is just this week. He was laughing about the stuff I put up.
Again.
Yeah. What did he say? Whatever. And then shout out to the. I told Big Daddy Kane, right?
Yes.
Big Daddy Kane is now commenting on all my shit. This is how. How this? Okay, we're not cool, right? We've established that.
Very
Natalie's nice. Cool. I can't. I tell everybody. That Kane reposted me. I've been telling everybody the last week that Big Daddy Kane reposted me.
As you should.
And I feel, I know Kane fairly well. Also, I saw Mr. C at the barbershop.
You did?
Mr. C, yeah, we go to the same barber. Mr. C is actually a good friend. Mr. C met the kids. It was a fucking moment for me. It was a hip hop moment.
Wait, take me through. Hold on, I want to hear that part. When was this? Was it Didi's?
This is last week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last week. You know, it's been school's out, so I got the kids, you know what I mean, running around the town. And
you said,
I take
going to Brooklyn, you're going to see what it's like to get a cut.
Well, yeah, this is like his third cut from Didi because the local guy is, he's fine, but he's not Didi. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I had to take my son out and get the fresh cut. And it's the same day Mr. C goes. So Mr. C pulled up. And it was a moment. We had a great moment talking about hip hop, talking about the new radio station, talking
Friday
about the
C?
Old days at Hot. Friday C. Friday. But every time I see C lately, it's Friday C.
I know. He killed Monday C.
You know, he might do it. He might do a Wednesday C now and again because his Wednesday C is like focused on getting ready for Friday.
Right. But you're not getting
you know
Monday.
Mean? I've never seen Monday C for years. This was years ago.
I know, years ago.
But yeah, so he's the one that showed me the Kane thing. And then I just been telling everybody because the 15-year-old Scythe is still in shock that Kane never reposted not one thing I've ever done hip hop wise.
Right.
But he said his ribs were hurting from laughing so much. That was the post.
Wow.
And I've been showing everybody that look, Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane reposted me. Big Daddy Kane, bro. And I didn't know how much it meant to me until it happened. You know?
Kane is, I mean, listen, he's in like the, if there's a Holy Trinity, Trinity of old school hip hop that we grew up on.
Easy, Jew N-word. Easy.
It's Kane. It's Kane.
Yep.
Rakim.
Yep.
And KRS.
KRS.
You have any moment with Kane, Rakim, or KRS?
I've had all matters. Three.
And me, I have too. They all matter.
I've had all three. They matter.
I've had great moments with all three of those guys. You hold on to those for life. Now, listen, there are other ones that are great, too, that you don't.
So many.
I really want us to do a, you know, it'd be made, man. Highest levels, sell tickets. What do you think of this idea? We always flesh out ideas on the show.
Here we go.
What if we create a live 1-Ep show?
Okay.
But we frame it.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's almost like we're honoring someone.
Okay. I like it.
So we're saying 1-Ep honors Slick Rick. Slick Rick comes because he's being honored. Mm-hmm. We talk about Slick Rick with other people. Maybe even have another rapper do a tribute performance of Slick Rick's music. And then Slick Rick comes out and sits with us for 45 minutes, and we talk.
Maybe we get Mos Def to do his version of Children's Story.
I mean,
you know,
come on.
And we get Montel Jordan to do This Is How We Do It. You know what I mean?
Yo, and by the way, you talk about 1-Ep finding a show that could get picked up by a network. That would be, because they tried to do the VH1 Hip Hop Honors. And moments of it were good. It was just too big. Like, why is it here? Why is it VH1?
It's too big. It's too big. It's why is it VH1? It's too big. Well, VH1 always, remember back in the day, VH1 was the old school channel. Like MTV played new stuff and VH1 played old. So I don't, maybe that's how they, not, maybe not the hip hop part. But yeah, they try to do hip hop honors like the Emmys. I mean, like, yeah, like the Grammys, the Emmys, or the Oscars. Too big.
Too big.
Knee shit down. Knee shit down. Knee shit down.
Right. And all we need to
do. I love that.
Pick the venue. Get the honoree just to commit to showing up to that thing.
Yeah.
And we sell it to them like, hey, we're going to give you your flowers. You're going to see other people in person giving you your flowers. Let us celebrate you.
And the culture.
In the culture.
In the culture. Not some randos. You know what I mean?
And we do it at a, I'm trying to think of what the right size venue would be for such a thing. How big do you go?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, this is where, this is the, right now, right this second is where Wanep would just drop a ball.
Yeah, fall apart completely.
We need someone, who does this, puts events together, and knows how to.
You know what? Call Chris Nadler. It's time.
No, Chris Nadler, rest in peace. He didn't make it.
Oh, you can't. Okay. Call. Don't worry. I got it.
Billy June. Get Billy June on the line. Billy.
Billy June. Call Billy June. We'd be better off with Chris Nadler.
Billy June.
Oh, all right. Forget it. I know what to do. You know who could help us tie this whole thing together nice?
Oh, there he is.
Shaky Jake.
No, he
died Jake,
too.
Producer Jake.
Hey, Billy. You know what I just noticed about Billy? Does he have like? Did he comb his hair? Did you comb your hair?
And I put gel in it.
You don't usually do that at home though.
Yo, Billy.
Like when we speak to you at home, you haven't even showered yet.
Yeah, I have showered.
When you're at home, you've showered.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I've showered.
Okay. Real quick though, look, all you put in was a little basic effort, and you look so.
I got
much
a beard
better.
Trim and a haircut. And I put a little gel in.
You look really nice.
Never go longer than it is right now.
Yeah, and it's very simple. You just get the trimmers. You get the trimmers that just stay at
that. She's a smart lady.
Yeah, you get the trimmers that stay at that level, and you just in the morning you just pass it over the beard, and it'll stay right there where it's at.
What do you think?
I just go to my guy.
Yeah.
How much he charge you?
You go to your guy quarterly.
For a haircut and a beard trim, 25.
What is this, an old Italian man?
No.
That's definitely not any type of hood barber.
It is. What borough are you doing this in?
It's one block from my apartment in Bushwick.
$25?
What's the name of the barbershop? Wait, you're saying that's a lot or a little?
The Sopranos.
Yeah, it's not here. What is it called?
Sife, what are you paying these days, Sife?
Bro, I don't know. I Venmo like I think I just Venmo DD 500 and he just tells me when I gotta up it. You know what I mean? Like let me tell you the thing with DD the Barber is the best. The reason why DD the Barber wins with me is first of all, I've been going to him before I knew anybody. Before I was on Hot 97, I've been going to DD the Barber. So he knows the oddities of my head. But the thing about him is that, it's an oddly shaped head. The thing about DD is that sometimes I go to his shop and it's empty and I shouldn't have to pay that much. But sometimes he will move somebody to get me in. That's what I'm paying for. Mm. Oh, fuck. I got to jump on a flight tomorrow. I fucking forgot to get a cut. DD, can I run in there today? He'll cut someone a little short. He'll tell someone come a little later and slide me in. Always.
Pause. Ayo.
Ayo. Sorry. Goodbye, Billy. Sorry.
I currently am paying for a haircut. My guy Izzy, who's in my neighborhood. If you've noticed the last like few months, my lineup's gotten pretty consistent.
Oh, your beard lineup is nice.
It's gotten
smooth,
nice.
Baby.
That's Izzy. You know how much I'm paying Izzy a week though?
$192.
$70 for just the shape up and the trim.
That's not bad.
I think it's 50. With tip, give him 70. With tip, it's 70. You don't think that's bad?
Wait, hold on. It's 60-something and you tip 70?
No, I said I think it's 50-something, maybe 55. Okay, 50,
yeah.
Something like that, and I give him 70.
That's good. I can imagine you giving like a $6.
That's reasonable to think of. It's taken me a while to catch up with the tipping. But I'm here now.
Is it bad that I get $5?
What's that, Billie Jean?
No, you're Billie Jean.
I get $5.
Well, you get $5. Your whole haircut's only $25. $5 is totally appropriate.
So I give $30 total.
Correct. That's right. You're good.
Yeah.
Right, Sive?
That's very good.
Yeah,
that's
you're good. Good. $5 is good on $25.
How long does he take you to cut your hair?
A few weeks ago. It takes a long time. He's very specific with
he's
it.
Very,
but,
he's
a few
very
weeks
new.
Ago,
he's
I walked in there. No, he's not new. He's an older guy. But a few weeks ago, I walked in there, and he wasn't in there. And I just really needed a haircut. So I just sat there.
No.
And I was going to just do a haircut with anybody. And they called him and he walked over just to cut my hair.
Where was he?
That's why you're paying the big $25.
He was at home.
Wow.
And he came over. Billy, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, they put me on speakerphone with him and I didn't know what was going on.
Billy, I need to explain something to you, Billy. There's something wrong with you. Because it's not that he came over and did his thing. Somebody called him and was like, yo, you're fucking boys here. Get him the fuck out of here. Yo, who's that? Yo, that weird white boy's in here. Get him out. And they're like, I'm off today. Get him out of here. Whatever his name is.
They've all cut my hair before other times. Mm-hmm. But
have they ever done it again?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Real quick, Billy, how long does he take to cut your hair?
Like 45 minutes to an hour.
I'm going to tell you right now. That goes beyond care. Now you're just annoying me. I don't want to sit here for 45. This is not that serious. Like,
yeah,
it's just not...
I feel anxious when I'm sitting there. I'm like, it's enough.
Like, sometimes when you have a barber, I used to have an old man barber who was like that, who took so long. I was like, fam, it's not making that much of a difference. Here, I want you to focus. Just slow down and focus when you use the razor on my face to line up the beard. The rest, come on, man. It's shaving my head. What are we talking about here, guys?
The worst thing I did was...
I can't, Sive, I'm getting annoyed now by whispering Billy. I hate whispering Billy.
I went there once, but I smoked before I went, so it felt even longer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And you felt awkward. There's a man touching your head.
They also have a really big bird. It's like 3 feet tall sitting next to me the whole time.
There's a bird?
A real bird?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like one that talks.
It's called
3 feet? Oh, it's 3 feet away from you, not standing at 3 feet.
No, it's like a big bird.
In a cage?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a cage.
Okay.
And there's a dog running around.
And it's a parrot.
Yeah. No, I think it's not. I don't even think it's a parrot. It's more like a cockatoo.
A cockatoo.
Like a big one.
A big cockatoo. Yeah, I bet you like a big cockatoo.
What does Billy do on the weekends? Celebrate with a cockatoo.
There's also a dog running around. There's a dog running around, too.
Okay. Wow. All right.
They're drinking Coronas. There's music on.
Wow, this is fun, Billy June.
Billy, can you organize our hip-hop honors? The one-up hip-hop honors.
Yes, I can.
Okay,
yes,
perfect.
I can.
You think you can? You think this is something you could be good at, is organizing the live show?
I think I can do it.
All right, let's discuss this because, Sife, starting next week, we're going to start our trial run with a couple of new producers on the show.
Yeah.
We're
associate producers.
Yeah. Sife. Associate producers.
You
want to make sure Billy June keeps that high booking.
Billy June is executive producer. Billy June is
executive producer.
Yeah, we have three new producers coming on. We got a guy handling some video stuff. A guy handling some social stuff, and then we hired John Hamburger to come in and just fuck.
Just oversee everything.
Yeah,
John Hamburger is going to be above Billy June.
John Hamburger is creative director of one.
We love you, John Hamburger. Salute.
I love the fact that, you know what 1UP is?
Go ahead.
Wanab, I'm going to show you how ahead of the game. Like, bro, I really, really, really been, not, I don't want to say bothered lately, but it's been on my mind how much stuff I and we have been in the forefront of and ahead of and don't get our credit, right? We talk about this all the time. How about WANAP, as it stands now and how it stood in the past, is a living NFT?
Keep going.
Because the podcast itself is us talking about how the podcast could be better. And everyone is on board. Everyone contributes. They're on board. They agree. And it's like we have this small, maybe it's not an NFT. Maybe that's not the term I'm thinking of. Early adapters. We have this small community, small in the sense of successful podcast, but big in term of everyday reality.
Not everybody's on board.
Okay, thank you.
We got a nice tweet a few days ago.
What did the nice
tweet
say?
Hey, bozos, why don't you keep your wedding stories for the Patreon fanboys and drop new real music episodes for everyone else? You know, kind of like every other fucking podcast does it.
Why would we want to do what everyone every other podcast does?
What, Billy? Why would we want to do that? Why did you do that? Why did... Yo, Billy... Why we're having a good conversation. Sife's, we're feeling good. We're hyping ourselves.
Yeah.
And you come in with some random tweet from gives a fuck with that.
And why did you have the tweet at the ready? Like, were you just waiting to drop that bomb, Billy?
Yo, Billy gets bothered. Like, listen, we all get bothered by negative stuff. But Billy holds on to these tweets. I mean, every Discord message that's offensive, he remembers. That guy obviously isn't a true one-ep head. If he said, why don't you just do like what everyone else does, you bozos? That's obviously not someone we're worried about.
Billy, how about all the tweets where people say the best episodes where you talk about yourself and your life? Like, how many times have we gotten that message? Right? Yo, my favorite ones are where you don't have a guest, where you talk real personal. Like, we really... open up, people. What about the guy who just fucking got shot on his way to listening to WANAP or whatever Rosenberg fucking said earlier?
That's not
what about the guy who's listening to WANAP as he did his home invasion and got shot?
It wasn't a home invasion.
Why do you have that negative tweet at the ready?
Yo, Billy stays with it. I noticed they're trying to feel pretty good. Getting a little cocky over there. Listen to this one, you pricks. How do you feel now?
What if Billy is John Hamburger alter ego? What if he is John Hamburger and created a whole nother world?
Wow. Sorry, that's too deep.
Because I told you that in the past. Remember I told you that? Did I tell you this a long time ago? That was years ago. This was years ago.
Years ago.
I know this girl who suspected her boyfriend of cheating on her. Or at the very least, flirting with other girls online. She creates a fake Instagram, DMs him, gets his phone number as another girl, texting back and forth with him. And was going to expose him for cheating because she made up a fake account. But she enjoyed talking to her man the way she used to in the beginning and just kept it going. That's crazy, right?
Wait. Who told you this?
This girl I know.
Saif, we should steal that and turn it into a movie. That's...
That's nuts, though, right?
Hold on. Let's do this again.
Yeah.
She suspected her boyfriend or husband?
Boyfriend.
She suspected the boy. Long term.
Yes. They were together for a while. Let's say 4 or 5 years.
She suspected he was cheating.
Yeah. He's always on his phone, you know, texting, hiding his phone, blah, blah, blah. You know, like we all do.
No. Like we used to do.
Like pre-divorce
used to do.
Okay, so she texts. So She's sexy.
Can I use your phone? I need to just use the light real quick. What? No. What the fuck? You don't need to fucking look at my phone. What? The light? No. I can't waste the battery. Ladies, if that's happening in your life, it's a problem. If you're like, hey, babe, can I look at your phone? My battery died. I want to just check a score of a game. And your man's like, no, sorry. You cannot look at it. I'm doing something right now. I just want you to know he's cheating 100%. So hold on.
Just the light. What's happening? You don't even have to put your passcode in to use the light.
You don't even have to use the passcode. No, I don't even. Don't touch it.
Listen.
Don't touch it.
Listen, when your girl has the phone for just the light, like let's say she dropped her phone and she wants to use your light to look for her phone.
Great. That's a great, great
point. You don't know who's going to call at that moment.
Right.
Because texting, you can't see until you put that passcode in, but a call just comes through.
I never even thought about that. Wow, it's a good point. Listen, this is why, I recommend just having everything blow up. End it all. Move on. Spend so much money on therapy.
Yeah.
And get to a place now.
And alimony or some shit. Or child support, alimony, whatever. Like,
yeah, it was you know, half.
Yeah,
this.
Moving. Like, yeah, like whatever.
I was like Johnny Carson on the cover of The Inquirer. That was me. And once you get to the other side of that,
yeah,
and you say, I'm never doing that again. Now, my phone could be Natalie's phone. I don't give a flying fuck. Take it. I don't want it. She just saw it. She went and grabbed it. She was like, ooh, this is that, really? So she's suspecting that the guy's cheating. So she creates an alter ego on Instagram with fake pictures, I'm guessing, obviously.
Fake pictures, like put time into it. I think got some followers on it. You know what I mean? Like,
made it look some, like it could be real.
Yeah, got enough followers where you know when someone's private and you request them and then they accept you and they only have like 194 followers because they just use it for looking at pictures of their niece or whatever.
Yes.
It's private, yeah. One of those joints.
So she gets it to that place where it seems realistic, starts messaging her boyfriend.
Yep.
He's open. So she finds out he is the scumbag she thought he was.
Correct.
But
he is
now
talking to other girls online or on his phone.
Right, because he was open to this off top.
Yeah.
So he's loose out here.
Yeah.
But as they continue on and as she's setting up the plan for how she's going to eventually say gotcha.
Well, she switched to text. I don't know if she got another phone or maybe she had a Google, like a Google number or something, whatever. She got his number. She switched to text messages and they were texting.
So real quick, could there have been times when they were in the same room with each other texting?
Maybe she had another phone. I think she must have had another phone.
But no, but she still could have been.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, feasibly, yes.
Yo, he could have been texting her like, yo, I'm sitting next to this raggedy old bitch right now. I wish I was with you. Meanwhile, she is the raggedy old bitch, and she's the one texting.
So she texts him,
and then
texting back and forth.
She wanted to expose him. Right, she's on her way to exposing him. But she says, hold on a minute. I don't want to end this yet. Because I'm enjoying the way the cheating scumbag version of him is talking to me.
It reminded her when they first started talking.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy, right?
That's wild.
We got to do this.
What do you mean?
We got to do this movie. You're in LA. Pitch the movie while you're out there.
You want me to do it?
Pitch the movie.
All right. I'm taking this. Now, and if it ever gets made, Saif, how well do you know the person? Would it be easy enough to forget about her and pretend like we never heard anything from her?
I don't remember who it is.
You don't remember?
No.
Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Saif, I have an update for you. When was the last time you were in Las Vegas, Nevada?
A couple months ago.
Did you notice it was fucking, even by Vegas terms, fucking expensive?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's fucking nuts. It's just nuts. Like, you're just like, fuck it. You're just like, I guess I just can't even worry about it.
It wasn't. No, Vegas has a lot of expensive shit, but also a lot of cheap shit. You know what I mean? Like, it depends how you want to do Vegas.
But now
everything's just expensive. Yeah, everything's expensive, man.
And
they are like, they're trying to get that
money back.
I found
a lot of service to be bad. Like,
yeah,
you're paying and the service is bad because they're 100%. Understaffed. 100%. So, like, it's
that's everywhere, though.
Yo, so can you explain this to me? What is going on with the understaffing?
Start Billy, start recording. This is one app. We're starting now.
Wait, that was
start
all
the cameras.
Intro.
Turn on the cameras. Turn all on. Right, here we go. Here we go. Start. Good morning. You got to do that.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good night. Okay.
Good night. Yeah. How are you living, people? I'm talking to you. How are you doing this? How is there so many people? Every restaurant I go to, every comedy club I work at, every club or whatever I go to out of town, everything that has to do with somewhat of a service industry kind of thing, there's nobody there anymore. So all the people that were doing those jobs, what are you doing? And whatever job. Oh, my friend is a chef. She cannot find workers. She can't find cooks. Cannot find them at all. Struggling. She's at the level, she's an executive. She should not be. She comes up with the dishes. She shouldn't be actually on the fucking grill making the shit. She's making salads.
Because there's no one.
She's not famous, but in the industry, she's sought after. She's making salads, bro.
And by the way, isn't this why the airport, like why most of the, why the highest percentage of these flights are getting canceled is because airlines are understaffed?
Well, that, yes, but that, a lot of that is, a lot of, they made a lot of pilots take early retirement during when the beginning of COVID.
Yes.
So, I guess it came back faster than they thought, or I don't know. If I guess retirement is 60 and you're 58, 55, they were like, why don't you go ahead and just retire now? Because it's cheaper for us if we give you your pension that's already in holding somewhere than pay you new salary.
But the bottom line is, it seems as if this country is struggling because people don't have,
love,
but also people
that uses
don't
the term
work.
This country. Love that.
This country?
I love a podcast that uses the term this country. I really need comments on this. Hit me up. What are you doing? If you had a job before and you haven't worked for 2 years or the last 2.5 years, how are you living? What's happening? What am I missing out on?
And let me rephrase what he's saying.
Yeah.
And can you go get a job at one of these hotels? Because the service is terrible.
Yeah, please.
I'm waiting at the valet for 35 minutes. Can they hire someone else, please? What the fuck?
And then, I don't know how to say this correctly either, and I don't care. But, like, aren't there, where's the immigrants?
Wow.
Like, shouldn't this be this should be their time.
I wonder if there's, I wonder if there are a lot of restrictions right now in getting in still.
The illegal one. Where's the illegal ones? I'm talking about the illegals. My friend said she hired someone. My friend speaks what they call kitchen Spanish. A lot of chefs speak kitchen Spanish because a lot of the workers are in Spanish.
Right.
So there's like a lot of words that have to do with the dishes, cleaning, plates, food, blah, blah, blah. They said they had to hire a girl that is like from Brazil. And no one speaks Portuguese. And they said they had to hire her. And she's never worked in a kitchen before.
It's very confusing, man. I don't really
what's happening? What am I missing? How are you living?
Yeah, I don't know how people are doing it. We were listening to a podcast yesterday, an episode of This American Life after the Uvalde shooting.
The what?
The Uvalde, Texas shooting.
Yeah, yes.
And they did an episode about victims of these shootings.
Yeah.
And they told two stories. The first story was about a couple. Sife, this was so ill. About a couple who lost their daughter in Parkland. It was Park. No, no, it was the Aurora. They lost their daughter
the
in Aurora.
The movie theater?
Yep, in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And after losing their daughter.
No.
They don't started. No, no, no. It's not, I don't know what you're thinking.
Okay.
They started showing up at all the other school shooting sites after it would happen. A mass shooting, not school, mass shooting. They show up days later like it's their job now. And they wear a pin with their daughter on it. And they literally just walk up to grieving strangers and help take care of them. That's all they do.
That's crazy.
Because they're the only people who can get through to people in that time.
In that moment, yeah.
Because like you can look at them and know right away. So number one, I was just blown away by this couple's bravery. It's amazing. Then the second story was about a dude who fought back. His child was killed in Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And he fought back against the Sandy Hook hoaxers. The people like Alex Jones who said Sandy Hook was fake with actors.
That's, I never even heard of that. That's a thing?
Sife.
Oh, I've kind of heard like conspiracy shit.
The conspiracy shit?
To try to make it so that they're like saying it's fake, so gun laws will be, okay, yeah.
Sife, it's so bad. It's so bad with the hoax people on the shootings.
Yeah.
That every time there's a mass shooting, within weeks, the victims' families get harassed by the people who say it's a hoax. That
what?
Was one of the things that the couple is doing. They're explaining to the people how to deal with the people who are going to harass you after you lost your child in a mass shooting.
Wow.
And this is like it's part of it. It's a real part of it, is that every time it happens, they're like, oh, here we go, another fake shooting.
Wow.
I know. We listened.
So what did this guy do? He fought back?
So this dude fought back. This dude basically was like, fuck it, and went after all of them. And now is at a point where he has his own organization, has 100 people working for him, all fighting back, getting videos pulled. A lot of his fight ended up turning towards the social networks because you can't stop the crazies, but can you get the platforms to stop allowing it to be up? Because essentially, his little boy who died, he had put up at some point like a tribute photo collage. They took the photos of his dead child and reposted them everywhere and wrote fake across his forehead. And then they started posting pictures of his living children. And he was like, yo, once they started posting pictures of my living children, I was like, this now it's war. Now I'm going to war. And he went to war. Yo, he had to change his address. He had to move mad times.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Is there any way that it's fake?
You're asking it because you want to go down the road.
I want to see what. I don't want to go down the road. I'm looking both ways before I cross the street.
You're trying to see. You're trying to see.
Is there any way that stuff is fake? Because I love a conspiracy.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I was listening to a flat earther the other day, and I was like, God damn, he's making some points.
Flat earth? Is way easier. Well, you know, it's funny. The dad who fought back, he used to listen to Alex Jones.
Oh, that's crazy. I love that.
He said, I was a 9/11 conspiracy theorist. I believe 9/11 was an inside job. But I'm also telling you, my child is dead. Like,
shit.
Like
oh
literally.
My God.
So, no, I don't think there's any world in which any of the reported mass shootings could possibly have been fake. I don't think that's possible.
Okay.
I don't.
Do you believe 9/11 could have been an inside job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. I mean, listen, right. I don't. I guess I probably don't think it is, but I always felt weird about Tower 7. Remember
Tower
the one?
Tower 7 is the only one. Tower 7 is the only one I do believe.
What, will you believe what?
That Tower 7 actually went down from natural causes.
What do you think the other ones were?
Inside job.
You mean the planes hit them, but they were already set up to go?
Yeah.
And 7, you think, just went down?
Tower 7 just... It was, if the Twin Towers didn't fall that day, Tower 7 would have still went down. It was just its day. It was a coincidence. Oh, my God. Sidebar. This is a full episode of Sidebars. My daughter goes to me the other day, which was crazy. She goes, I saw in a video that this plane flew into a building. And I was like, oh my God. What the? She's like, people were crying. I was like, oh my God, my daughter doesn't know what 9/11 is. That's crazy. I know, but I never thought I would have, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what I would, I had to explain to her what it was. Bro, we lived across the street from 9/11, from Ground Zero. Right? So I had to like, I'm laughing to myself. I'm like, holy shit.
Were you already with your wife?
No. I'm talking about we lived there when it was the Freedom Tower, like recently.
Oh, you're saying that she.
Not when it happened. No, when it happened, I lived in Jersey. I mad bitches back then, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I had to explain to her, I said, okay, you know how sometimes we walk out and we see the Freedom Tower, the one big, and sometimes when we walk to the train, there's those two holes that people are around. I'm like, that's where the building was that the plane crashed into it. And her mind was like, what? Like, I was like, oh my, she doesn't know anything. This bitch is stupid, yo. She doesn't know shit. She doesn't know about Bin Laden. She doesn't know about Bush, Saudis, Giuliani.
She never heard any of this shit.
What is she? Yo. But it was crazy. I was just like, so then I'm like, in my head, I'm doing the math, which I know. You know, I know she doesn't know, but then in the moment, like, oh, fuck, like, she really doesn't know, like, I have to explain this to her. And it's much easier for 9/11 to come up than Pearl Harbor because of videos and technology, you know what I mean? Like, she'll learn all the stuff that we learned in school history, blah, 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 but this one might come up in a random...
No, it's different.
I mean, even if you're watching, like... You know, she wasn't watching her phone. She was watching her grandmother's phone. Or she just happened to grab her grandmother's phone while she was watching it. Even if a commercial comes up about charities for 9/11, they might show some footage or something. You know what I mean?
That's very interesting. We've gotten dark today a couple times.
Yeah, this is awkward.
I made a very dark joke earlier about us reaching out to Chris Nadler or Shaky Jake to imply that Syph and I are so old and washed in this game that all of our friends are actually dead. but rest in peace to the great Chris Nadler.
Listen,
and,
man, psh, they know what we do.
I know, but I still want to just give him his, how great was that guy? He may have been the greatest, Chris.
Chris Nadler?
Yeah. He may have been my favorite Hot 97 person of all time in terms of not on air, behind the scenes people. Maybe my number one guy all time.
Yeah, he was great, man.
Created Who's Next, gave so many artists their first shot. He was so hip to the fucking game.
Which, mind you, people, was not his job.
Yeah, no, he didn't have to.
Job was something else at Hot 97, but he was like, while I'm here. It'd be cool to give new artists a chance to shine and get on the station or you know, be a part of something.
He loved us. he was so good to me and Scythe. He always wanted us involved in everything. It was he was the best. And of course Shaky Jake, who I feel it's our obligation to make fun of him every once in a while. We need Jake would want to be permanently made fun of.
Jake, if you're new to this podcast, Jake was
Lil
told dead,
currently Lil Alden.
They told Jake he wouldn't live past a year or some shit. And he made it all the way into his late 30s, man.
No,
he laughed
40.
About it. 40. Right? And he laughed about it every day. And mind you, the person who got me into improv comedy, Shaky Jake.
Shaky Jake. I think he hit 40.
That'd be
right?
crazy.
Because he was a few years older than me. And what year did Jake die?
I don't know. Years?
Yeah, 6 years.
I know 9/11 was 2001, I think.
Good job. All right. Good work. Yeah. Billy June, go get a haircut. We'll be back with another episode later this week, by hook or by crook. Who knows what the adventures I'm taking out here? You never know.
When do you come back? Are you on vacation?
We're on vacation. I'm chilling. I'm not working.
When are you coming back?
We're on the red eye Thursday night.
Wow. If I ever heard a Hollywood statement, Jesus Christ.
Coming back on the red eye.
We're on the red eye Thursday night. Well, have fun out there. Don't expect any of your friends that live in Hollywood or West Hollywood to come see you, because for some reason people in LA can't go to other places of LA.
No.
As soon as you say, oh, I'm staying in Santa Monica. Oh, I can't go west. I can't go on the 405.
I know.
You have a car.
Meanwhile,
you have a car and podcast exists.
And meanwhile, they come to New York and they think it's, they're in the LES and you're in Harlem. They still think you should come to them. It's not right.
I can't go over the hill.
I don't go over the hills. All right. goodbye, everyone. We love you.
Peace. Hey, remember, hit me up.